Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It has now been 46 and a half weeks since we found that Josie had rectal cancer, and I ask myself, what do I know? I know with a deep, soul-scorching certainty that God has called me to deliver a message to you. And this day, this message that has been laid on my heart is a story. And so I'd like now to share with you, you know, get a cup of coffee or sit back and listen to this story. This is a story of a little boy named Jack. And he was in his first day of summer camp. Now, Jack is 5 years old. He has the sweetest heart and a little shy at times. And now this day, he has gone from being in preschool, where he's with just a few kids and a teacher that's very present there to help you in whatever you need. Everybody's the same age. Jack has gone to this day, where instead of a small classroom, he's in a gymnasium. Instead of a teacher, you know, there are helpers around, but it is not as one-on-one or as organized. He's in a gymnasium with kids older than him, with a new way to the day. And I am certain that Jack is feeling overwhelmed, a little scared, anxious for what this day holds. He is at one point getting ready to, you know, to line up, and he doesn't have his backpack on, and the rest of the kids have a backpack on, and his is setting over to the side. There's other times where he is walking up to see if the kids might want to play, but he doesn't know them, and he's holding back a little in that he, you know, do you go forward or do you stay back? He's just has some uncertainty. What is so interesting about this story is that up above this gymnasium is like there's a track, a little walking track that circles around the top. It's a little mezzanine area. And on this track is his mom. She has left him to start his day, but she hasn't left him entirely. She can see him. She's watching over him. She's encouraging him. With everything that she is and the depth of her love for him, she is there. She's not overtaking his day, his choices in any way, but she is present that morning, that day in his life, as decisions are being made and as he is moving forward into a new place in his life. What his mom wants for him is the very best, and she is feeling it. She is feeling all the emotions, and she is sending everything of her spirit to him. Her very essence and her prayer for him is that everything she has given him, all the building blocks when they are together, is to be used today to help him to navigate the uncertainty, the newness, the next steps. This story is so real. Can you feel it? Can you feel this mother's love for her son? Perhaps the best part of this story is at one point, Jack looks up and he sees his mom. And what passes between them, I don't know that I can even put into words. I don't know that I can share with you but I think you know what I'm saying and will be able to understand it. It is as though the very light of the love that is coming from his mom that he can see in her and in her eyes lights the way for Jack. Gives him that spring in his step, gives him that extra something that fills him and carries him forward, that allows him to find that backpack, put it on, and get right back into the line. That the choices that he's making are, they're shored up, they're strengthened, there's a foundation that he's using and that he's building upon to carry him forward. Josie, his mom, my daughter, said it took everything out of her to be there. She almost wanted to leave the building because of how much she was feeling. But that essence of who Josie is to Jack was everything. There was a real connection. She wasn't there to get him the backpack to put it on, but she was there in every powerful, important way to give Jack what he needed to find the backpack and to put it on. Amen? That's what God has for us. Each person that is listening to this, you are hearing of God's love for you this day. I have other things to do. I have other things that call my attention. But God is stopping me and calling me to deliver this message to you. Doesn't that mean something to you today? That you may be thinking, I'm in this and I'm feeling this way and this is really tough. But how about the truth that God is using someone to reach out to you this day to tell you of the love and the strength, and that you are not alone in what you are going through? Josie wasn't running down those steps and getting Jack his backpack. But she also wasn't leaving him alone, and she was also watching over him. She was helping him. She was there for him. I'm promising you today that God has not left you alone. Think of it. He gave you his son, his only son, so that you would have a way to him, so that you would have a way to pray and to be helped. Is that a love that we can even, that our small brains can even comprehend? Let that just wash over you right now. If you are in need, and I know you are, if you are in anguish, if you feel pain, if it feels hopeless, this day I am telling you that God has used me and sent me to give you this. You're not alone. He's right there. Just look up. Look up and see there what you need. It's there. I lift up my eyes to the hills. And where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. That's Psalm 121. Look it up. That's the first two verses, 1 and 2. You're not alone. Not this day. And I promise you, God is calling things out of me to share with you, not just this past year, but many times in my life where I have been frightened, I have been in pain, and I have been so deep in despair and in need. And it is only through the grace of God that I am here and that I'm talking to you now. So I will not be silent and I will not hold this as a secret, but I will shout this from the mountaintops that your help is here. Don't look at the facts of today. Look at the truth of today. Look at the way that God has for you to get through this day. Not alone, not hopeless, not despaired. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you've given us the way. You have shown us the light. Just as the light of the love in Josie's eyes, when Jack looked up, it lit the day. It lit his way. You give us that. You give us the light to show us on the path. It's not easy. But you are more than the hardness of this day. You are more. You are our measure. You give us what we need this day, our daily bread. And we thank you. We praise you. And we give this day to you. In Jesus' name, amen.